Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like your brain's on high alert, always buzzing with notifications, updates, and endless scrolling? You know that feeling when your phone practically vibrates with its own nervous energy? Well, we're living in a world that's constantly plugged in, connected, and frankly, a little overwhelming. Today, we're diving into how to build resilience in this hyper-connected world, because trust me, it's more important than ever. Think about it, our smartphones are packed with apps designed to keep us engaged, entertained, and yes, even addicted. It's like living in a constant state of mental stimulation. But here's the catch, too much of anything can be a bad thing, right? We need breaks, moments to unplug, and time to simply be present. That's where resilience comes in. It's about being able to bounce back from the inevitable stress, anxiety, and overwhelm that comes with this always-on lifestyle. So, what are some key takeaways we can grab onto? First up, mindful tech use. It's not about ditching your phone entirely, although that might sound tempting sometimes. It's about being intentional with how you use it. Think about setting specific times for checking emails and social media, silencing those pesky notifications outside of work hours, and maybe even dedicating some digital detox time each day. Just a few hours without the screen glare. Next, cultivate real-world connections. Remember those face-to-face interactions? They're still gold. Make time for friends and family, join a club, or volunteer in your community. Building genuine relationships outside the digital realm is crucial for grounding yourself and finding support when you need it. Speaking of support, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, practicing yoga, or simply indulging in a hobby you love, make time for things that recharge you. And remember, it's okay to say no. You don't have to be on all the time. Learning to set boundaries with technology and social obligations is essential for protecting your mental well-being. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier, and your peace of mind is worth it. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple act can shift your perspective, boost your mood, and help you build resilience against negativity and stress. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was recently at a conference, surrounded by hundreds of people glued to their phones. It felt like everyone was trying to multitask and be everywhere at once. But then, I noticed this one guy sitting alone, sketching in a notebook. He seemed completely absorbed in his work, unbothered by the buzzing around him. I went over and introduced myself, and it turned out he was an artist who used digital detox time to fuel his creativity. He said being offline allowed him to focus, observe, and truly connect with his art, something that wouldn't have been possible amidst the constant stimulation of a hyper-connected world. It was a powerful reminder that sometimes, stepping away is the best way to step up. So remember, building resilience isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about finding a balance that works for you. It's about being intentional with your tech use, nurturing real-world connections, prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and practicing gratitude. By taking these steps, you can not only navigate the challenges of our hyper-connected world but thrive in it. So go out there, unplug a little, and build that resilience. And hey, if this resonated with you, share this episode with your friends, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay mindful, stay resilient, and keep exploring the power of digital minimalism.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.